Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back in on a Thursday morning. What an electric morning it's been here for all of us and everyone in the sports world. We'll continue to monitor the situation of the press conference being held by Mr. Cash of the FBI and its investigation in illegal sports gambling involving Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones, the three names that we have been introduced to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this case, but one thing that we do know is we were introduced to who is going to play quarterback for the Washington Commanders on Monday night. It is going to be Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
You want to bet 35-0?
Yeah, no, right. 35-0 right now on that one, right?
Yeah, and this is one of those things like, and look, I've been on this all day of like, it's okay to believe that the Chiefs are back and they're playing well. Yes, they are. The offense looks good. The defense looks great. But it's okay to stay humble because you're not really beating the world beaters of teams in the NFL. Now, Detroit was a good win. I will give credit to that.
You held them to 17 points. You put up 30. Again, they were, you know, beat up on defense. But where you can also see this coming, and this is why I say this, is because I'm trying to, you know, give you some sort of pre-existing look to the future. Because the Chiefs will most likely take care of business against Washington, right? Marcus Mariota, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs, Washington, advantage Kansas City Monday night, extra day of rest as well. You can put all that together. But you can hear it now, and this is why I bring this up today, because you can hear this now. Monday, Tuesday morning, if the Chiefs are victorious, or when the Chiefs are victorious, and let's say they win 31-13.
Okay, that's a good win.
The national media is going to come out, and they're going to say exactly what I've been telling you today. Well, they beat the Vegas Raiders. Detroit's defense was bad. Baltimore was beat up. The Giants were playing Russell Wilson, and Marcus Mariota started. Now let's see what they can do against Buffalo. Because the same thing that we're doing, that I'm kind of doing with the Chiefs, is what we did to Buffalo. Well, yeah, they've got, you know, four wins, but, you know, the combined record of those four teams is 2-26 or whatever the number is. Well, that's why, like, if you go into Buffalo and you take care of business, then I think you can have a little bit of an arrogant chip on your shoulder. Because then, you know, go into the bye week, got time to watch the rest of the league, and then you sit back and you get ready for Denver. And I think you could carry that momentum into playing Denver in a game where I think you can beat Denver as well. You do that. All of a sudden, you move up the tiers in the AFC West. Then you start having the accolades of being like, okay, yeah, this is the best team in football. Because we asked the question, who is the best team in football?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like, what is an impressive win right now? Is it the Chiefs beating themselves against Jacksonville? Is that the most impressive win of the season in the NFL? And I am being serious about that. The Chiefs beating themselves against Jacksonville, is that the most impressive win of the season in the NFL? Because what would consider an impressive win? Every single team right now in this league has something majorly wrong with it. Because if we were to do a blind vote, well, maybe we probably wouldn't. Like, if I asked all three of us to put into a hat the best team in the NFL, I think Mac and I would probably both say the Chiefs on that one. But how many different answers would we get if we did like a nationwide, tell me the best team in the NFL, right? I guarantee you we'd have people all over the place. They would say Indianapolis. They would say the Rams. They would say the Chiefs. They would say the Eagles. They would say the Lions.
Buffalo.
They would say Buffalo. They would say Green Bay.
Yep.
I mean, there are so many teams out there right now that are good. There isn't a great team, per se, in the NFL at this juncture. There just isn't right now. So I don't know who has had that signature victory. It is the Chiefs over the Chiefs against Jacksonville. That may be the most signature victory, you know, of the year. Like, at least Jacksonville can say, hey, we beat the Chiefs, kind of. You know, they beat themselves. But hey, we get credit for the victory. We forced them to beat themselves. So I just don't know who that signature win is going to be for anybody this year. Obviously, Buffalo and Kansas City is a huge game, and the winner of that one will get, like, bragging rights off of that. But is there somebody else right now that we're not looking at that we think should potentially be the best team in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question right now. Who's Chauncey Billups picking?
Yeah, I'll just.
Who's Terry Rozier got in this one?
I'll swim in whatever wake they're making, man.
I bet he's got the under on Mariota rushing yards, yeah. Under on passing yards, and under on touchdowns.
Yeah, but that's a legit bet, right?
I think there's a little bit of two conversations. Most impressive win and teams with flaws, right? Because you could have a really impressive win, but your team sucks,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah.
Or the Bills, you know, lots of flaws that we've discussed. In my mind, most impressive win of this season and that I've seen in a long time. Week one.
Week
right?
one down was a great win for them. Yeah.
Down 15, 5 minutes, whatever it was, came back. Right. But we've talked about their problems, their right. issues, both on offense and defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's perfect. And there's no one ever perfect in the NFL. But last year it was so clear, right? It was the Eagles and it was the Chiefs.
Right.
There were other teams that were really good that were going to be able to compete, and it was going to be a fun playoffs, and there were other contenders, but we knew who the best teams were. Especially by week seven. I mean, guys, we're almost halfway through the season.
I was just thinking about that. Do you realize this is week eight already? It's not early anymore. It's Halloween next week.
It's time.
The trade deadline's less than 2 weeks away. It's a week from this coming Tuesday, right? So you got about 10 days to the trade deadline or whatever it is. 12 days to the trade deadline. So we're at the halfway point almost for this season, and nobody is jumping out as, oh my God, this is a juggernaut of a team in either side of the ledger. And I look at the Chiefs, and yes, I am biased. I don't give a rip, but I know what I'm watching. I've done this long enough to realize they're putting up 30 a game against NFL teams. That's impressive. I don't care who's hurt, who's on the field, who's not, whatever the case may be. They're putting up 30 points per game. They're shutting down good offenses right now. I think the Chiefs are playing the best at this point in time, even though they don't have the best record and they're technically not in the playoffs right now. I think they're playing the best right now.
I agree. And, you know, last year I was pretty skeptical throughout a lot of the season and was one of the many Chiefs fans not exactly satisfied with the way they were winning games. You could clearly see there were flaws with that team. Yes, the end results were mostly W's, and that's great, but at the end of the day, I was like, okay, there's other issues that are going to maybe come up, and they did against the Eagles in that Super Bowl. But when I watched this team, and I was saying that after the Baltimore win, I was like, okay, I don't know about these pass rush stats. I don't know about this defensive line. It seems a bit of a mirage. But then, since then, yes, the Jacksonville game, they beat themselves. It looked fantastic for 2.5 quarters. But since then, dude, like, they are passing the eye test for me.
Yeah.
More than they have in a long time. And statistically, like, everything. You look at the advanced stats, you look at just the eye test, like, they look better than they have, and they look more confident. They look like they know who they are.
Let's say last year they had this offensive line and Rashee Rice. They're not 9-0 in one-score games because they're not playing many one-score games, exactly. In my opinion.
Exactly. And that was my take with them this year, is that they won't have many one-score games. And now we're starting to see that come to fruition, right? There's not going to be a lot of one-score games, in my opinion, from here on out with this team.
And I can tell you just by talking with folks, the excitement inside that building right now with what they're doing on offense is to another level where it's like, okay, let's do more. Let's do more. Like, they're pushing themselves to get out of the, okay, 30's nice. Now 30's the norm, okay?
Yeah.
They're pushing themselves to go out there and be aerial as you know what in this offense and just attack, attack, attack. And they're seeing the successes. And it's, I don't want to use the term greedy because that's a bad term to use, but them seeing themselves have all of this success is really encouraging. And they're like, let's just continue to do
more.
This. But we want more.
They're
we
hungry.
Want more. We want more. Yeah. Because everybody's eating, you
that's
know?
So exciting to see. Yeah, everyone's got to eat. Yeah, but I see where Dusty's skepticism is coming from. I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying it's okay to be humble because we use the same metric for other teams and then we don't use it for ours.
No, I agree.
That's all I'm saying. I am not a Chiefs hater. I'm not being a Debbie Downer.
We're not saying that.
I know you're not saying that, but there's multiple people on the text line and the people that are probably
wackos.
Listening that I'm saying, like, we use that metric against Buffalo. We use it against this. But then when it's the Chiefs, like, oh, man, I'll tell you what. You know what I mean? It's like, well, come on. Like, again, I think the Chiefs are great. I think the Chiefs will be in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs have a chance to be the Super Bowl team. I think Patrick Mahomes. I told you Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP of the league before the league even started.
Yeah, they're going to win their division.
And it's fine. But at the same time, it's like, yes, they look good. But let's sit back and say, hey, look at who they played and look at what was available. And I keep seeing the same text over and over again. Well, everybody said that Detroit was beat up, and that's why the Chiefs beat them. And then they went and played Tampa Bay, and they beat the hell out of Tampa Bay, and Detroit's back. Tampa Bay was out without Mike Evans, who got hurt, who didn't do anything in the first quarter and a half or whatever he played. Chris Godwin didn't play. Bucky Irving didn't play. And Amika Ibuka was not 100%. He wasn't even 80% of himself. So, again, like, it's fine. If you want to be that arrogant guy and do that, by all means, go ahead. I'm just saying my narrative is it's okay to be humble and sit back and wait till you get through these next few games where you actually are going to play teams that have talent on their teams that are actually healthy. And then when they do that, exalt it all you want. But all I'm saying is right now it's okay to be a little humble with this team because we do this to other teams, but we seem to lose that sort of same narrative when it comes to the Chiefs. Believe in the Chiefs. I think you should. They got everybody back. But again, Trey Smith injury kind of is alarming to me. Josh Simmons being gone. I don't know how long what's his name that filled in for Josh Simmons?
Jalen Moore.
Jalen Moore. Yep.
And Juwan Taylor's had 3-4 good games, but he's had 10 to 15 really bad games. So just, that's all I'm saying. Coming up on the other side, couldn't be a better day to get into the Golden Locks here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Wow. So couldn't introduce a better time for the Golden Lock segment with Alex Gold, who joins us now here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Alex Gold. Gold, how are you on this hell of a news drop morning?
It's a hell of a morning. My mic is on. It's a hell of a morning.
Mom's listening.
Yeah. No, I woke up to multiple texts, as you can imagine. Immediately, I think the news started to come out around, what, 7 o'clock, 7.30 or so.
I've lost track.
It's been pretty much all morning. Yeah. Ask Chauncey Billups. They rousted him out of the bed about 2 o'clock Pacific time today and dragged his ass out.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's a massive, massive scandal for the NBA. That's the headline. That's what we're talking about. And as you guys heard in the clip from the press conference, there's also a huge chunk of this is involving a legal poker ring.
Right.
Anybody that was familiar with the Gilbert Arenas stuff from a couple years ago, he's still involved. Like that case has not been resolved or whatever. That's where some of it sounds like that is coming from as well. But this is, if you're Adam Silver, if you're Roger Goodell, I know today's about the NBA, but if you're Roger Goodell, if you're Rob Manfred, right, this is the worst case scenario stuff for you as a league. Like there's other times where the league might be shed in a bad light and people disagree with it and ref controversy. This right here, what we're talking about today, alleged, you know, illegal sports betting using inside information, that's the worst nightmare stuff for these commissioners, for any of these leagues, questioning, you know, the integrity and now leaving a lot of doubt for anybody that's a sports fan, anybody that has ever bet on sports. Now in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, was I screwed? And that's the worst case stuff for everybody involved in the industry and for these leagues and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's bad. And just to kind of recap what Kash Patel said, the head of the FBI, he's called it a sports rigging scam that's been going on for 4 years, 11 states, and they've arrested 30 people, he said in that. That's not small. That is a large, large deal. You had an NBA head coach arrested during this, right? And Dusty asked the brilliant question, would they shut the league down for the rest of the year?
No. Look, a couple things. Let me clear up two things though, real quick. So the 31 is both cases. What, that's including the illegal poker rigging, and six defendants are part of the sports betting.
Right.
I'm just trying to clear it up. But like, six defendants for the sports betting scheme. As far as shutting down the league now, that's not going to happen for, I think, a couple of reasons. One,
too much money involved.
Well, there is. There's too much money involved, but also, you know, we're talking about one active player and one active coach, which is far too many. But this is, you know, if all of a sudden you told me that there were 20 players involved right this second, that's different. Now, what could happen, Bob, not necessarily the league shutting down, could there be the league essentially working with their sports betting partners and say, all right, you're not betting on prop bets, or we're going to not allow you or try to convince you not to allow you to do prop bets. Because if you read some of the details, and a lot of this is coming out right as we're on the air right this second, and we don't, it's not like we have a copy of the indictment in front of us to know exactly, or we obviously, the thing is just happening today. We don't have the text messages or anything to know what exactly occurred. We're all still speculating a little bit, but the prop bets in the unders is always the most vulnerable market. And Terry Rozier, the current NBA player that is involved in this, this is from 2023. You guys probably don't remember. You talked about this on your show like a year and a half ago. Like the actual involvement from him is not new information. What's new information is that he's being charged today and that it's potentially tied to the mafia, right? In some form or fashion, an individual that are involved in this. So,
but the NBA cleared this guy.
They did.
And that's the red flag that you have to look at. To me, Alex, is the NBA said, oh yeah, sure. Nothing to see here. Nothing to do. Move along. And the feds are like, the hell there isn't. And they come out with all of this. And so that's, to me, now you go back and you're like, there's now highlights circulating the internet of this Terry Rozier dribbling off his foot, throwing the ball to nobody. Like, now it's all starting to come to light that the NBA looked at this and said, he's all clear here, basically to try to save face. Little did they know, the feds are investigating behind the scenes and they've got everything on this. And now they have informants. You can figure that out. And so they got people ratting on each other now. Like, it's... I can't imagine.
There's more to come.
Oh, yeah. There's, I mean,
there's
you
more
get Chauncey Billups and you get... Terry McGurk or whoever this guy is Rozier inside the cop shop, and you put that light in their face and you start saying, "Speak, man, or you're going away." They're selling everybody down the river right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, this will not be the end of it. Certainly, look, the NBA has been the league and all this going way back, but even here in recent history, that's been most linked to, you know, sports rigging, if you will. They've had more issues with this than the NFL, than Major League Baseball. And I say that with Major League Baseball still having two active players right now that are pending. The Class A guy from the Guardians and another player, I can't remember.
Both banned from the Dominican League, and now they're suing the Dominican League over that.
Right, so there will be more in other leagues, but this, I think what we're going to potentially see, if you're asking what's the trickle-down effect of all this, other than the legal consequences for those involved, is going to potentially be for those that like betting on certain aspects of the NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball, you're going to see a real push, I think, from the leagues and others, including, you know, state legislators and things like that, to pull back on some of the prop bets that are available. Because as
why
you guys,
wouldn't that be led by the casinos, though? The betting apps, the FanDuels, the Underdogs, all of these folks that have these apps, they should be the ones leading the charge, saying, "We're not doing this anymore." Because at the end of the day, they're the ones getting screwed. They're the ones losing the money in all of this.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think their partnership with the leagues, there's going to be a lot of pressure put on them to do that. I mean, now we're talking, these leagues are getting millions and millions of dollars in ad revenue via the partnerships they have, the official sports betting partner of the NFL or the NBA or whatever. So I think the pressure is going to have to come from the leagues. And remember, the stuff that we're finding out today about these athletes, and in one case, obviously an active coach, being involved in certain things. Chauncey Billups is the poker aspect. Rozier, and then what, Damon Jones, I think, is the sports betting side of it. The future of, you know, the regulated market and who gets caught and all that, that's where I always point to, and people get upset when I do this, because they'll say the reason why it's happening now is because sports betting is legal. And this is where I get very frustrated with the conversation that happens, because people will look at today, and understandably so, I guess, they will say, "See, this is why sports betting should not be legal."
But that's low-hanging fruit.
And it's low-hanging fruit. And look, it's no secret. You guys know I'm an advocate of legalized sports betting. It's no secret.
I'm an advocate of legalized weed.
So I'm not trying to hide behind anything. It's very. I host a betting show on this network, on the station. I do a network one, that betting show. I'm obviously very pro-sports betting. But I will say, for those that say this is why we shouldn't have legalized sports betting, the reason why these guys are getting caught now is because there are companies that have algorithms that flag irregularities in the betting market.
Yeah, like anybody betting Terry Rozier should be red flagged to begin with.
All of a sudden, if there are 30 bets on a Terry Rozier under, like for $13,000, that's not normal, guys.
No, that's not a normal thing.
They're not betting on LeBron over, okay?
Right.
So this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it hasn't had more people interested in betting, sure, and people looking at the big parlay wins and all that kind of stuff. That's a different conversation. But the reason why these guys are getting caught is because they were flagged in a regulated betting environment.
Yeah.
Before, people were still betting. I mean,
go back to 1918, a whole baseball team was wiped out because of gambling.
So I always get a little defensive on the "this is why we shouldn't have legalized sports betting" thing, because one, it was happening before sports betting was legalized, and two, the reason why these cases are being now brought forward by the FBI is because they have legal methods to regulate it.
Yeah, Terry Rozier is pissed at the perp walk, by the way. He said they did that to embarrass
his attorney.
Yeah, they did.
You see his attorney's last name?
Is this the guy that we were talking about earlier? Who was the name of that
Jim
guy?
Jim Trusty.
Oh, Trusty.
No, this guy's name was Ben Horney.
Yeah, Ben Horney, who's covering this for
serious,
FOS Sports.
No way.
Yeah, front office
no
sports.
Way.
Yeah. I had the same reaction. There's no,
no
way.
Yeah,
no, it's Ben Horney.
It's like the doctor for Lamar's name was Penis.
Yes,
P-E-A-N-U-S. Yeah, penis. Yeah, but
dude,
no. Ben Horney is the guy who's reporting on this for front office sports. But here's
who's
here's
Seymour Butts.
Yeah, here's the kicker though from this attorney for Terry Rozier. Terry was cleared by the NBA. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they supersede the FBI.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, he's cleared by the NBA. Now we got an answer to the feds. Being cleared by the NBA is not an if-then statement. Means you're cleared by the feds.
Here's more details on what's been brought up today.
The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennon, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player.
Well done.
Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts.
Hello.
And that's that last part. We already had heard about the Porter stuff, and now we're right in that clip we just found out the link there. So this is all still part of that original investigation. Yeah. And there could still be
somebody
new charges.
Talked.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And more are going
but
to
talk.
But
that's the thing, because I think the natural reaction for a lot of people too, Bob, is, you know, all right, Chauncey Billups or some of these guys are worth tens of millions of dollars already. You're like, why would you do that? Well, I think you just heard, at least in Jontay Porter's case, and he was a lower level player. But right. with any of these guys, because some of them might be in gambling debt with the mafia.
Right.
That is actually what we're talking about.
Like,
that
right. was always this is like the 1960s.
Yeah, like yeah. someone had a pretty interesting.
Hey, you're gonna be swimming with the fishes if you don't go out there and go 0-for-4 tonight.
No, I mean if somebody owes millions of dollars in debt to the mafia, that's potentially what happened, at least in one of the cases, it sounds like, with one of the defendants. But no, Chris Vanini had a tweet just a second ago. He said, within a week, we've had a major jewel heist, a mafia-involved poker ring, and sports gambling corruption. We're living in the 1920s.
It is. No, it is. It's 100 years prior to where we are right now. When we would watch like the Dick Tracy movies back in the day and all these guys, and you were doing The Voice the other day. Hey, what we got here, son? Hey, tell you what, man, I got the Tommy gun here. Like, it is. It's like the 1920s. All over again. But I've told people for years, sports is no different than a TV show, than a Broadway show, than a concert, than a movie, than anything else that you're entertained in. You're seeing that right now with the NBA. The NBA needs to say for entertainment purposes only. They're not a real sport at this point in time.
So can we talk about tonight's game?
We can talk about whatever. I mean, this is obviously the biggest story of the day, and I think it's fascinating.
What do you think the betting markets are going to do, though? Like, when you go to your FanDuel app today, like, is there going to be less stuff on there?
No, nothing's changing
today.
But
in the future?
Yeah, because nothing's going to change. This is something that's going to have some time and in a process. I mean, one, for starters, you know, not to give the whole spiel, but, like, they've been charged. They haven't been convicted yet. Yada, 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 right? Like, that's also
due
important.
Process.
Yeah, like, that's important to note. But it's not going to change overnight. Now, again, as I mentioned, the one thing that, because the NBA is at the center of this, the NBA would be the one league, if you're asking for the quickest reaction to this, that I could see Adam Silver really put pressure on some of their sports betting partners to, limit prop bets. Now, my understanding is if you're going to say like ban prop bets, I believe that has to be a state issue, but state by state, legalized, unless the sports books are going to flat out do it on their own. And I don't believe they are, because they're going to say that 99% of the time it's all on the up and up. Mm-hmm. And this is an outlier kind of thing, which percentage wise it is, but you can't have any percent of an issue when you're talking about something like this and the integrity of the sport.
Here's more information coming out right now. Chauncey Billups, this is according to John Canzano, a reporter covering this.
Okay, out in Portland.
He's out in Portland, right. He's in Oregon, so this is obviously something he needs to pay attention to. Chauncey Billups was used as a, quote, face card to lure, quote, fish into illegal and rigged poker games. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nicola said the games were a scam and victims were fleeced using cheating technologies, x-ray tables to scan playing cards, special glasses for reading cards, card shuffling machines were rigged, per the U.S. attorney.
And that's the illegal poker game aspect of this. Well, I know we're talking the sports betting, but
that all factors in. Chauncey Billups is basically used to lure people in to get information.
Is that what Sean McDermott's wearing?
That's what he's wearing.
Those
fake glasses.
Yeah, they're like, hey, well, so he's a current NBA coach. You think it's on the up and up. You're thinking, oh, we're playing poker with Chauncey Billups. He's not rigging this game against us or whatever.
Bull crap.
And they're obviously alleging that he was used to make people believe that it was more on the up and up than what it actually was. And my guess is when they mentioned the tens of millions of dollars, I'm guessing a majority of the money came on the poker side. than anything else.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it's probably easier that way, less red flags that way. You know, if you're doing it on the gambling app, they can see that right away. This isn't like the 1920s where you just walk into a Vegas casino, make a bet, and walk out. Maybe they have some grainy footage of you in there. Yeah. Everybody can see what you're doing.
Yeah, and there's plenty of, I mean, you can't, most casinos, you also, we're talking about mobile betting apps, but most casinos, you can't just go in there and drop, you know, $200,000 on a bet with no questions. Right. Usually, and I'm not saying it's never happened, but that's typically not something that is allowed. But the mobile apps, as we said, the Terry Rozier one was $13,000, mm-hmm. which seems like a small amount of money.
But it was in the time
frame. But it's 30 something bets in 20 minutes on a Terry Rozier under. I mean, that's going to get flagged every single time.
But three
under points, rebounds, and assists, right?
And then he's out in 10 minutes with a foot injury. Because I was telling Mac this, we know this all too well. When it comes to like baseball, like player must have an at bat.
Yeah.
So let's say we have like a four-leg parlay, and one of them is like a Mike Trout anytime home run. Well, he's not in the starting lineup because you put your bet in at, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, you're rooting for Mike Trout not to play at that point because he's not in the lineup. And if he pinch hits, you're like, oh, man, there goes my bet. I will ask you this. Is prop bets the reason because they're more able to be fabricated by the person?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That's the obvious elephant.
For those that are worried about, you know, tonight, the Chargers are 3-point favorites against Minnesota. You got, you know, 53 man roster. You've got 11 guys on offense, 11 on defense on a given play. One player, you know, barring, you know, the intentional pick six or something crazy, right? You're not able as an individual to rig the spread. But now,
if wide receiver Alex Gold and your over under is 56.5 yards and your receptions are 4.5, sure. You're like, I'm involved in this swing.
It's way easier. Yeah.
I mean, if your teammates confront you, though, and go, dude, why are you doing
this?
Well,
this is why we looked at the Terry Rozier video of like him doing all this stuff. We go back and look at the Emmanuel Classe, right? Never going to play baseball again.
Yeah,
and we go back and we go, what happened? And he's bouncing. Every first pitch is bouncing. And all of a sudden you go back and you're like, oh, it does make sense.
And that's where some of those aspects, that's like micro betting. What you're referencing was, would the first pitch for Classe be a strike or a ball or 90 miles an hour or above 95 miles an hour? Those kind of bets are the ones that I think there's going to be more of a real push to get rid of because of what you just said. If I throw a pitch 90 miles an hour,
be sick.
But I'm involved in something, and I say, all right, at my first pitch, I'm not throwing it full go at 95 plus. I'm gonna throw an off speed pitch first. I give you a heads up on that. I can throw an off-speed pitch, and nobody is going to think anything of it until there's all of a sudden randomly a bunch of people betting thousands of dollars on it. Right. Then it gets flagged.
But stupid. That's, don't do it that way.
Well, in general, with anything we're discussing today, Chauncey Billups, you're a moron if in fact you did what they said you did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes without saying. But I think the prop bets are going to become under the crosshairs the most in this entire thing.
No doubt.
And I get it. I think that will be the shift that you'll hear more and more people calling
for. All right, who you taking this?
Let's go over Justin Herbert passing yards tonight, guys. 256.5. I'm serious, actually.
Okay.
I think the Chargers, some spots they're 3.5-point favorites, others they're 3. The Chargers got us last week with the Colts blowing them out. Carson Wentz sucks. Carson Wentz stinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are at home on a Thursday night. We've had 3 straight underdogs win on Thursday night, going back to the Rams lost to the Niners. Then last week, the Bengals beat the Steelers as underdogs.
You called that Mike Tomlin on Thursday.
We did. I think the favorite wins tonight. I think the Chargers do get it done tonight. And yes, I know it's weird to talk about sports betting after what we just said.
It's
very weird. I will still say, you know, not to continue to defend it, but I will still say 99% of all of this is not being rigged. You know,
I truly hope people
don't all of a sudden now think like ever. By the way, just because you lose a bet tonight does not mean just because Justin Herbert only throws one touchdown instead of two does not mean there's something fishy going on. Okay, this is why I get defensive about it because now, and that's why everybody should be pissed off at Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups and anybody involved in this because now anybody, whether it's your buddies or anybody else, we all see the officiating stuff that comes out against the Chiefs every single week. Now anything that happens in a game where someone drops a pass, someone's going, is he? And this is why it's terrible for the league because now it opens Pandora's box for people to claim that something is rigged because 1% of it on a prop bet may have been.
And it doesn't matter that it's just the NBA. Everybody who's a sports fan is going to view this as sports. And so it's going to carry over to the other sports, even though at this point in time, nobody else is involved.
No question.
You guys all thought the WWE was scripted.
Yeah. I told you years ago. I mean,
so what is your Rozier lock of the night?
Well,
that's what we need to start doing. Yeah. I love that.
The Rozier lock. Yeah. Which bet do we think is actually most likely?
He's locked up. What's your locked out tonight?
Yeah. Well, I do like the Chargers. I'm serious. I do like the Chargers tonight.
Okay. And Herbert, 256?
Over 256 passing yards.
What's your Chauncey Billups tip of the day?
Yeah, I don't. So you know what? My co-host Cody Tapp is not here today.
Huh,
He's known to host a few poker games in his basement. So yeah. I don't know. He'll sing,
and I don't mean a song. He'll sing.
Oh, Cody, everybody out. Yeah, Cody would not hold back 1 second. Who do you need? I got their numbers.
He is gone today, guys, and he's been known. He's invited me to these poker games as well.
And that's crossing state lines for you. The feds would be involved.
I can't do it.
That.
You know, Bob, I just can't do it. Other bets for the weekend.
Up and wins the entire pot. Weird.
I like San Francisco plus 1.5 at Houston this weekend, guys. I think CJ Stroud, he is not the same quarterback, plain and simple. Yes, the old line's part of it. I don't know what has happened to him. Historically great rookie year a couple years ago. And it's fallen. He's fallen apart. I think it's mental with him now as well. Mm-hmm.
They also took every weapon away from him and got rid of his offensive line. Yeah, Tunzel, what's he supposed to do?
Tunzel got traded. D'Amico Ryan's on the hot seat as well. So I like the Niners getting 1.5 at Houston. Looks like Brock Purdy might be back, which is good news for them. Once Kittle's back, which he was last week, you saw it open up the run game a little bit for Christian McCaffrey. That's a big reason why they had success on the run. So that's another NFL bet I like. And then Vanderbilt and Mizzou, huge game. I mean, massive college football playoff implications. Vandy minus 2.5 is what I like here. Diego Pavia is the better quarterback of the two. I think as much as Prabula was getting attention early in the season and he was playing well, I think teams have started to figure out, and it's not even just him, they don't have a true deep threat down the field. And so if you can key in on Ahmad Hardy, who's awesome, and the transfer running back, it's really difficult for that offense to get the big play. And so you're forced to kind of the long sustained drives, kind of how we talked about the Chiefs last year. Like you're more bound to have a big penalty or a turnover or whatever. So I like Vandy minus 2.5. And then in the Sunflower Showdown, like the over, I don't know what the latest number is. I'll be honest. This morning I was Chauncey.
What do you got on that one?
Yeah. Again, Chauncey's the poker, Bob. Ah. Chauncey's not the sports betting.
Yeah,
Chauncey's the poker. Terry Rozier is
the sports betting. It's all just going to get lumped into one thing.
And it is. And so everybody, because that was the initial headline.
Well, then let's not lump it together. Let's be the ones who make sure we separate it. We have the power to do that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't really care that much. It's the NBA. They're all guilty of it.
They're not.
No, I mean, I do think was people are like the way the press conference went down today, they tried to separate it, but essentially it was all lumped into one. So now everybody thinks that the whole thing is about sports betting being rigged. When I think truly when the dollars are all out there, majority of it is on the poker side or whatever.
And the moral of the story is see how quickly people hear bits and pieces of things and just lump everything together and make their decisions on uninformed stuff.
Fair.
Because we're all going to be walking around today saying this Rozier and Billups, man, they're rigging NBA games. Maybe not. We don't really know.
56.5, Dusty, right?
56.5.
I like the over,
over under.
For K-State.
Danon Hughes, Jay Binkley, and what else today?
Well, obviously, we're leading our show, like you guys have been talking all morning. We're going to lead our show with the sports betting scandal and poker scandal that are out there and just some of the ramifications. Also, the NCAA yesterday, coincidentally allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports. Just bad timing, I would say, on their part. So we'll get into that. And Binks got a fourth down stat that I've heard 7 times that you guys get to hear today as well.
We've heard it.
Excited for that.
We'll see you guys.
Let me tell you about.
All right, goalie age, single guy, what's your night? Hey, we're both the same age. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive in more into this story and get you set up for a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Wrapping it up on a Thursday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Thanks to Alex Gold who just joined us. Couldn't put his chair back in.
Do the Blazers have a back-to-back tonight? Are they going to be looking for somebody to fill in for Chauncey while he's, you know, the Gray Bar Hotel?
There's only 2 games tonight. It is Golden State versus the Nuggets at 9. And then the other one is the Pacers versus the Thunder.
Yep. Okay.
So, oh, man. Got to be awkward going to that NBA arena tonight, am I right? If you missed it, these were the announcements on what has happened today via the press conference earlier by Mr. Cash.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
I take the gabagool.
Hello,
with
America.
With no parole.
The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennin, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player.
I've never watched a game in my life.
Were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. Right. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts.
The guy reading that report sounds like the guy from that YouTube clip from back in the day when YouTube first started with Wayne Summers and Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Boom Goes the Dynamite. He did sound a lot like John Heyman to me, though.
This is Brett Siegel of the NBA. Four teams were mentioned in the illegal sports gambling investigation as being bet on: the Charlotte Hornets, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Toronto Raptors, and the Portland Trailblazers.
Or, as I think they said in the press conference, the Toronto Rangers.
Because I almost came up live. I was like, guys, the MLB's involved. And I listened back. Okay, gotcha. Raptors. But yeah, we know those three teams are, how those three of those teams are linked, right? Terry Rozier, Hornets, Jontay Porter, the Raptors, and then Chauncey Billups, the Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that link to the Lakers yet.
The Lakers.
At least, unless it's one of those no-name defendants at the beginning, and we could look up all those names and find out where they're at. But it is interesting.
LeBron James. I'm just kidding.
Scott Pollard just tweets out, this just in: young athletes with money like to gamble. Vegas is shocked to hear this.
Nice job, Scott.
It's true, though. I mean, it's true. God, you're 21 or 22, and you're millionaires. What are you doing with all your money? You want more? Oh, here's an easy way to do it. Knock one off your foot, Terry, and we'll all bet the under. Okay.
217.
How are they ever going to find this out?
My wife loves a good glass of Rozier.
Hell yeah.
That's good. Terry Rozier.
What a day.
BBL stinky. But yeah, the Terry Rozier, I mean, just the video compilation that somebody put together and has out there is just, I mean, he threw a pass to literally nobody.
Wow.
I'm going to retweet it right now. Our friend Janae just tagged all three of us in it, but I'm going to repost it for everybody to see out there. I mean, this is blatant garbage by this guy. I mean, it is blatant garbage by this guy. I mean, airballing shots, off his foot, giving it to the other team. It's just, it's so obvious when you watch this video highlight that's 54 seconds long.
At times like this, it's obvious.
Imagine being another player on that team and like, maybe your career ended shortly and this guy's going out there and doing that. If I was another player on that team, I'd go beat the S out of him.
And these clips used to go around. People were like, oh, Terry's an idiot. He doesn't know how to play basketball. He sucks. No, this is calculated.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden those videos came out of Emmanuel Classe where you're like, man, he just always has a hard time getting ready. And it's like, oh.
Oh, no, he doesn't have a hard time throwing strikes on first pitch. Yeah,
makes sense now. Holy smokes. More will develop, I'm sure. Throughout the day, we got to get out of here and go see more of this news conference.
Yeah.
Right to twist his arm there.
I mean, who's not going to be engulfed in this all
day?
Seriously.
All day until the football game starts.
I'm locked in.
I mean, dude. All day, because I want more names now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to Jersey Mike's. I'm getting some Miss Vic's jalapeno chips, a club sub, no onion, Mike's way, add relish, add pickle, and onion. Wait, no onion.
You go to Jersey Mike's because, you know, because the mafia's involved. Yeah.
Be careful. They may not be running today. They might be open.
Like over under 8 minutes for you to make this sandwich. I got De Niro and Shapiro and, you know, Calzone out the back door waiting for you. Hey.
This was every day in New Jersey, though. People just did it at the deli.
A reminder, go do something nice for somebody. You never know, it could change their day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Their week, their month, or year, it's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy, enjoy the weather. Coming up next, it's Cody. It's not. It's Binkley, Golden, and Drew from 10 until 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Friday.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.